It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello!
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Tomatoes.
Mike Francesa appears to rip, fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Walt Dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello! Welcome to the show.
Carbo out for doing weed.
Like, I don't know.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. 617-779-0985. Hopefully everyone had a fantastic weekend. And the weekend's not so fun anymore. Not so fun with the children. Lots of running around.
Too many activities.
Too many activities, yep. Baby.
I agree.
Too many activities.
That's why I just told my son, say, you're never going to be an Olympic athlete, so let's not do any of this crap.
So which crap?
Like soccer, any of the travel basketball. Like the basketball we do is kind of the lame once a week basketball, which I'm A-okay with. That's fine as long as my weekends are open.
No,
so, no.
Our weekends, my daughter has stuff on the weekends. Yeah, it's just
no chance.
No, it's just the worst.
Two separate travel basketball teams. We have indoor soccer. Yeah, this is practices, two practices a week. Ridiculous. Lots going on.
Yeah, the weekend is Saturday. My daughter has practice. Then my son has a game in the afternoon. Then my son has a game on Sundays. And then I have to coach a practice at 6, which yesterday I just paid a guy to do.
That's the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, there's no freedom. Yeah. Oh, and there was a science fair.
Oh.
That I had to go by.
No.
So it was, I mean, it sucks. Well, just the whole thing sucks. It just sucks.
See, I took, because my son wanted to play like basketball, you know, like the bigger one. And I told him, I was like, okay, here's the deal. You can either play basketball and you can do that, or we could buy one of those passes where you could ski all season long and we'll go skiing. And he's like, let's do that. Because that's something I can do with him, and I can actually enjoy, and I don't have to sit around at practices. So I got him out of doing any kind of travel team where I'm driving to Lemonster or I'm going to, you know, halfway, you know, to Worcester. I'm like, I want to go skiing. Let's do something together that I can actually enjoy. So that was a choice I gave him, and he was like, yeah, let's do that.
Woburn's very so scenic at this time of year. That's where I was yesterday morning.
So that was
I was in Woburn in an elementary school.
It was like one of those things where I saw the schedule, and I'm like, F, I'm not giving up my weekends. I'm like, this will drive me insane. So I tried to find something where he's not sitting around, so he's actually doing something athletic. And I'm like, listen, if you don't do this, I'll buy one of those passes where we can just ski all season long. If you'd rather do that. He's like, yeah, cool, let's do that. I'm like, good, thank God. So the winter was saved.
No, the winter is not good. Not good. I got about like 10, not this, I didn't have to, but I got about like 10 to 5 yesterday. And then just had to do crap all day. All day. And then on top of that, my wife, like, it has a heart attack if I, like, go out to eat. If I go out to lunch, she has, like, hairy. She goes absolutely crazy.
Now, granted, the payoff for doing what I do is that I was in white-knuckle, winter storm, horrible traffic where you were just, like, snowblind for about 2 hours on Friday, which absolutely sucked. And I'm just screaming at my steering wheel. So that's the one thing. Like you get like one or two of those every season, and I got mine on Friday. So that's the payoff. On days like that, you know, driving to, you know, Leominster or wherever the hell else, you know, or like down halfway to Rhode Island, then that seems like it might be worth it. But no, I couldn't give up my winners. Couldn't do it.
And then yesterday, like, so I was paying the guy to coach the game in my white, and I'm like, will you take him? My wife said, you just want to drink. And I'm like, yeah. And then ultimately I didn't drink and took him and just sat there. Mm-hmm. It's like my wife piles on. It's not fun. None of it is fun. I like watching the games. That's the one thing I like. And I coach my daughter's team and I like watching the games. But other than that, my wife has become this shrew that just sits there and yells. Oh, just the weekends. I mean, they've been ripped away from me. Ripped away. The week, I don't care if there's activities. It's the weekend that's just, it's over. How people have three kids is beyond me. How people have three kids and that they have to do three sets of things with two people, unless you have help, unless you have like a nanny.
You just got to like abandon one. You just kind of say, well, he seems to be has the least amount of potential. Let's just have him amount to nothing.
Right.
And put all of our effort into these two.
So who was that in your family? How many kids?
There's a few of them.
You had five,
probably,
right?
Matt.
Okay, Matt. Matt sure leaves the waste of time. All right, good.
Actually, I think that I kind of lucked out.
We're Facebook friends, Matt and I.
I kind of lucked out because there were like three older ones that were bunched together, and then there was like a 3-year gap before me. So like I was kind of the abandoned one until right around high school, and then they were all gone, and I was like, for 3 years I kind of was, you know, king crap in the house, but for like years I was basically just the flotsam and jetsam. I was forgotten about. Then it all went to them, and then finally I got my 3 years, and that was about it.
So like if you're Armenian or you're Chinese, you can stick them in school all Sunday. I mean, you just drop them off at school and then you pick them up at night. They just, because they go to Armenian school, and you got that going for you. You got your whole day free. But not now. Oh, my God. I'm so sick of it. And then I'll go on vacation. My wife will yell at me the whole vacation. She used to be cool, too. And now it's just like.
What does she yell at you about on vacation? What?
Oh, she'll find a bunch of things to yell at me.
You're on vacation.
Yep.
Dick Donahue just chiming in. So, love of the parenting advice this morning. Our third kid is definitely the, quote, abandoned one. You got to choose one that just doesn't have as much potential as the rest. You're like, all right, well, you know, this one, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, there's not enough time. I mean, you literally can't do it.
You know, one of the kids one of my son's teams is one of four. He's like the oldest of four. And the parents want to bring the whole family to every game, and there are three kids, and they're running all over. It's hard. I can only imagine how hard that is.
I know a family with four kids, and it's kind of funny. Like, they're always missing one. Like, one's just like, where's so-and-so? They'll find us sooner or later. And it always is that way. It's like, eventually they find their way to the back, you know, and they'll be like two. They'll find their way back.
Here's the autonomy. Here's autonomy, kid. Enjoy.
And they do. And they somehow, you know, like 45 minutes later, they'll just show back up and they'll know where they are. It's like they're scent. They can tell where they are when they run in a pack like that.
Well, I mean, you know, when you're the human mind, when it's in perilous situations, has to know where to go.
Mm-hmm. They're so like dogs, you know, on other sides of the country. They somehow find their way home.
Yeah, and then you turn around and get up at the crack ass on Monday. What I need is just a day where they're all gone. And then it will be like a Twilight Zone where no one comes back. But I just need a... I need a, just like a weekday. I need it like just a sick day where I'm not sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just lay there and do nothing. And no one can yell at me. And they're all gone. I can watch what I want to watch on television. I can do anything. But that's not going to happen. You got your wife. She's counting your beers. Okay.
See, that's the other thing it's all right about actually skiing on the weekend is that everybody gets drunk afterwards. Mm. And there's no counting of beers.
No, my wife is essentially just stopped drinking.
It's like guilt-free because everyone's got this weird thing in their head, which is a bad way to live, is that you feel, oh, yeah, I've been working out all day, and everyone just eats crap and drinks. And you're like, yeah, we earned it, like that. That's just kind of that's the philosophy. And then you realize, well, maybe that was way too much drinking and way too much to make. But there's no judgment afterwards.
So wait a minute. Stephanie has stopped drinking.
Basically.
And is she trying to get you to slow down? Or is she guilting you into that? How is that working?
I don't know. It depends on the day. I mean, sometimes all I know is that because of the calories, she's basically stopped drinking.
Okay.
And so by doing that, she's zero fun and can have, now she just, you know, can count my drinks, which in the entire time we met when we were 26, I'm 45 years old, in the entire almost 20 years that we've been together, it's not been the case. And so I got that going too. Which is fun. I want to be the forgotten father, not the forgotten kid. All right, what's coming up, Rich?
All right, let's talk about this Mookie Betts trade. Finally, we know who the Red Sox are getting. And boy, what happened over this weekend involving that trade was just awesome. Red Sox ownership, they're really dialed into what's the people think, aren't they?
All right, we'll have that for you in just a moment.
Toucher and Rich. Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We're on Twitch at twitch.tv. You can see us. You can get the Twitch app. Search Sports Hub. Rich, what is going on?
Well, it only took 5 days, but finally, the deal sending Mookie Betts and David Price to the Dodgers is final. So the whole trade hit a snag a few days ago, and it was found out that Brustar Graterol, once again, I'm not going to learn how to pronounce his name correctly because he ain't going to be here. His medical test did indicate that he would be the surefire starter that the Sox thought they were being dealt, despite every report saying otherwise. But on top of that, a truly astounding report from Ken Rosenthal this weekend indicated that another, perhaps more realistic reason for the holdup was because Red Sox ownership was aghast that you, the ticket-buying public, didn't absolutely love the original deal. And I'm not making that up. Rosenthal wrote, quote, "Some in talk sense that negative media reaction to the Verdugo-Graterol return for Betts Price gave Boston ownership pause." Wait, you mean Andrew Benintendi 2.0 and a 260-pound broken middle reliever isn't a gold star haul for a generational talent like Mookie Betts? I am absolutely shocked that they didn't think that the people around here would think that was the best deal ever. So instead of the broken guy, the Sox will be receiving shortstop Jeter Downs and catcher Connor Wong. Jeter Downs, actually named after Derek Jeter, re-two-peck to him, was drafted in the first round of the 2017 draft. He has yet to play in a big league game. He spent most of his last year in single A and only briefly played in double A between the two leagues. He's 21 years old. He batted .276 with 24 home runs, 86 RBI, and 24 stolen bases. Connor Wong, selected in the third round of the 2019 draft. He also yet to play in the big leagues. In double A and single A, he batted .281 with 24 home runs, 82 RBI, and 24 doubles. John, this is where you bust out all the prospect stats, and this is where you fly, my man. Let's peacock a little bit. All Give me some stats.
Fly, eagle, fly.
Jeter Downs is a consensus top 100 prospect. He's in the 80s. somewhere, but he's that doubles your top 100 prospects in your organization by having him there. He just got the double A, but by all indications, he's a guy who's going to be in the majors about a year from now. And he's a middle infielder, has played a little second base, which, by the way, you have a hole at. So it solves a problem if he remains on track. This guy, Wong, is a catcher who strikes out a lot, like 50 strikeouts and 150 at-bats. A lot.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, he whiffs a ton. Apparently, he's athletic enough. He's not a big guy. He's like 6'1", 200. Apparently, he can play a little infield. He's a fringe prospect. And from what I read last night, he projects as a backup catcher. So, you got maybe your second baseman of the future, a backup catcher, and your right fielder for Mookie Betts and the ability to dump David Price. And for those of you who think this is still not enough, and I read online there are still people who are upset about this, the Red Sox had to dump salary. It was a directive, regardless of what it is they say. Think about it. This organization has no major league ready pitching.
They didn't have to.
Yes, they
did. You said it was a directive.
Yes, they
did. It was their directive.
No, well, I know that. I know that. It was a directive for...
The Red Sox didn't have to.
Right.
Chaim Bloom had to.
Well, that's my point. Either way, this deal had to get done as is. And we talked about this last week, Fred.
Once again, it didn't have to get done. The Red Sox dictated it should get done.
We agree on this. The point is the deal had to be made. You know, it was a directive from ownership to Chaim Bloom, get rid of all of this salary so we can get underneath the luxury tax. Regardless of how it happened, that's what happened. That's what needed to happen. So... we talked about this last week. Given that the Chaim Bloom had his hands tied, you know, think about it. There's no major league ready pitching in the Red Sox farm system to enter that rotation. Maybe there are relievers, and Bloom went about picking off cheap relievers during the offseason to help with the bullpen. Whatever the case is, you had to get rid of David Price. And the proof is because there's no one to insert into that rotation. You're getting rid of a major league ready starting pitcher. You have your rotation is shot to bits at this point. You have an injured Chris Sale. You have an injured Nathan Eovaldi. And you have Eduardo Rodriguez who's coming off a career year. But you don't know if he can duplicate that. And after that, you have nothing. And you took David Price out of that equation. So you had to get rid of all that salary. There are only a few teams in Major League Baseball that can acquire that salary. And so that narrows the playing field. And the Dodgers were like, all right, we understand you have a PR problem. Pitchers and catchers report Tuesday. We know you're working on a deadline. Here's our best offer. If you're not going to get it, if you're not going to get this prospect from Minnesota, here's what we'll offer you. We're not going to give you any of our arms in our major league system. Take this middle infielder and this catcher or leave it. So that's what the Red Sox did. They made the best out of a bad situation after painting themselves into a corner.
Two quick questions, just a yes or no answer. Number one, is this a better deal than they had with Gratterall?
No, because it didn't give them the arm they needed.
Okay. And two, is this a good deal? If you would have looked at this, and this is the first deal that came out, well, I guess your answer, you just answered it. So I was going to say, if this was the first deal, would you have gone, well, this isn't enough?
I would both.
Okay.
I thought they should have gotten Gratterall and something else, and now you didn't get an arm. I would have preferred an arm coming back in this deal, but because the Red Sox are up against it, they had to take what they could get.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, I don't know if you read the big story from the Wall Street Journal this weekend, but did you read about how Alex Cora he's actually ended up looking pretty good because that report came out about how the whole Astros cheating scandal started in the first place. Did you hear about this?
Yes.
It was the presentation that an intern made to the GM at the time that was called the Dark Arts.
Yep. The Ivy League baseball nerds, baby.
This is one of
Bruce Dickerson from Iron Maiden. Can you come in and
coach? It was an Excel-based application programmed with an algorithm that could decode opposing catcher's signals. It was called Codebreaker, a.k.a. the Dark Arts.
That is a really cool guy that did that. You give me algorithms in the Dark Arts.
Yeah.
I wonder if he wore a wizard's hat and a robe when he came in.
But the one thing... I was reading that. I was like, I know exactly what this guy looks like.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, it makes me think of Jonah Hill's character from Moneyball. It was like probably some dude just like that.
Yep.
Who all he loves is baseball and Dungeons and Dragons.
It's magic and baseball.
That's about it. But what
are you familiar with the works of J.R. Tolkien?
It's, you know what? It's really John. I mean, is this like essentially?
It's a smarter John.
It's Houston John Wallach.
I'll take that. That's fine.
But this guy shows up, and they broke down all of the different signals from, you know, catchers all over, and they busted it out in this PowerPoint presentation, and I guess the GM thought it was hysterical and thought it was amazing, but he's kind of off the hook in a way that he never really told them to use it, even though he was aware that they were going to use it, and then he didn't think that they were going to do it live during games, but they did it live during games.
Do you think that, like, in the presentation, there was, like, a catcher giving signals, and then the next picture was, like, a dragon?
That's right. Like, breathing a fireball into the catcher's mitt.
Woo! Now, just a code... That's the nerdiest thing I've ever heard of my entire life.
Dark odds.
Oh, the dark odds. What a nerd.
Oh, yes. What kind of pitch shall we be seeing? Answer me these questions three. I are the fastball, ye see. Oh, man, what a bunch of nerds.
People will think that we have some sort of magical power.
But the best part of it, I mean, if you're a fan of Alex Cora, is, you know, before this, he was looked at as the mastermind, the guy who thought of all of this, the one who brought it into the organization, was the one who dictated, you know, who banged on the trash can, how all this all went. But now it all seems to be just this super cool intern who made an Excel PowerPoint presentation, gave it to the GM, and it makes the GM look awful. And all of this stuff was obtained from the actual letters and emails that Major League Baseball got when doing the investigation. So this has all been confirmed. This is not some, like, alleged story. This is the stuff that they actually used in the punishment for the Astros.
The Kraken at Astros.com.
The Kraken? Oh, release the Kraken. Where is Perseus with the head of Medusa when you need him? That's what Major League Baseball is. It is Perseus on thy Pegasus. I have the head of the beast herself. Do not look for you, for you shall turn into stone. In other words, suspended for 2 years. But honestly, like, I mean, because now there's, like, reports coming out that, like, the Red Sox aren't going to be punished as harshly as they originally intended. I wonder if they jumped the gun getting rid of Alex Cora. Now that we see this information coming out where he doesn't look like he was the mastermind. I mean, he was going to get punished. But I wonder if, unless them firing him or releasing him from his contract or whatever, however you want to technically put it, unless that is what lessens the punishment, is that the Red Sox were being proactive by doing that.
Well,
it's just, you read this, and, like, I don't even think Alex Cora's name is anywhere in this article.
No, but Cora was going to get suspended for whatever it was, a year, 2 years. You can't have him as your manager. Yeah, you can't have him sitting out there.
I could see that, but if he was suspended for a year, do you still keep him, though, if it's just a year?
It's not the NFL. I mean, Sean Payton, you know, it can go and come back, and you don't skip a beat. Baseball's different. I don't think you can have a manager disappear for a year, come back, and then start all over again like nothing happened.
Well, what it definitely says is, who's the new guy that they're going to allegedly hire? There's
Ron Renicki, the bench coach from last year.
So that story kind of came out on Friday, and then almost immediately there was a report saying, hey, we haven't said anything about Ron Renicki being the guy.
So it still
has not been announced.
Still think pitchers and catchers report tomorrow. Do you really think the players don't know who the manager is?
They probably do, but let's say it is Ron Renicki. Doesn't to you that sound like the type of hire that's basically saying we're keeping Alex Cora's seat warm?
I think
that they could bring him back. Doesn't that seem like the kind of big move hire?
No.
That makes it go like, all right, like Dusty Baker, like, you know, when they got him, you know, that's the kind of hire you make because you think he's going to be your manager in the long term. I don't know if you know more about this guy than I do, but it's definitely not a big name that makes you think that they're all in on that manager.
Well, I mean, he's a former major league manager. It makes the transition easier, and they knew he wasn't going to get his wrist slapped by Major League Baseball. It's better than bringing in, and I was reading over the weekend, they interviewed John Gibbons, who was a lousy manager up in Toronto. It makes it easier than bringing in someone from the outside with so little time to go hire somebody else. I think this is one of those, you make the best of a bad situation, you bring in a guy that players are familiar with, and no, Reneke's not exactly Mr. Personality, and I don't know his record off the top, but he wasn't a great manager in Milwaukee, was he?
He doesn't have to be a great personality.
John, this just makes it easier.
He
That's
just
all
needs
this is.
To be a master of the dark arts.
Right.
Has he busted out thy fiend folio or dungeon master's guide in order to consult which finger doth point which way for thy curveball?
Double boil in trouble.
Here comes the cutter. Your batter's in trouble. Be gone.
That is the nerdiest thing.
Out thy park, thy ball. This is my boomstick, and I shall use it.
Your what?
Wisely. My boomstick.
Okay.
That's right.
You mean a bat. That's what you're talking
it's
about.
It's my boomstick.
Okay.
I shall wave it to and fro.
Now that I have mastered the dark arts, there will be no wedgies in the dark clubhouse.
I've mesmerized all of you with my precision and death-defying knowledge of statistics.
Please tell me this PowerPoint presentation will be, like, released to the public.
That'd be great.
I need to see, because you're exactly right, Fred. It's going to have, like, you know, Servius Snape at the bottom of it.
It's going to have, like, Doctor Who.
Are you a Hufflepuff or are you Slytherin? Which house shall you be? Put on the hat, it shall speaketh thy name.
All right, what's coming up, Rich?
I have something having to do with the Celtics.
All right.
98.5. Toucher and Rich.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what else is going on?
Marcus Smart does it again.
Thunder have it down 3 with 9 seconds to go. Gilgeous Alexander has the ball poked away by Marcus Smart. Lobs it ahead to Kemba Walker. Kemba trying to run away. Gets fouled by Schroeder with 3 seconds to go. And with the game on the line, back in Oklahoma, who makes the winning play?
Marcus Smart.
With seconds left and the Thunder with an opportunity to tie it, Marcus Smart swats the ball away, all but sealing the win for the Celtics because that's what he does. Celtics win 112-111 over a very good Oklahoma City team. It was one of the first times in a while you got to see all the biggest stars on the team healthy at the same time. And on this team, there's absolutely no such thing as too much of a good thing.
Kemba, right side of the floor, another pull-up three. Got it!
Oh, man!
And Kemba barking and bobbing as he goes back to play defense.
Whose time is it?
All right. Well, Kemba Walker, he scored a team-high 27 points and looked very fluid along his fellow All-Star Jason Tatum, who once again just keeps rolling.
Tie game, 10:25 to go. Steven Adams and Cantor. The old buddies battling top of the circle, and that allows Marcus Smart to come from the backside and rip him off. Bounce pass lead. Tatum comes in strong and throws it down hard, but the right hand of the Celtics had the lead.
Have a time.
They are just fun to watch
now,
when they're all healthy.
Is that nothing but a good time in the background, or is that We Will Rock You?
I think it's We Will Rock
You. Yeah, you know, I didn't even want
to. Is it right here?
Tie game, 10:25 to go. Steven Adams.
Yeah, that's We Will Rock You. It's the solo at the end of it before We Are the Champions.
I just like at basketball games, they just crank music during the play.
That is weird. I hate that. And some,
they do it everywhere.
Some arenas do it more than others.
You should see my father at a Pistons game just get infuriated. There was a guy like dancing in front of him, like, you know, one of the dancers, and he's like, "Can you get the hell away from me?
Yeah.
Like, leave me alone."
Yeah, I can't stand when it goes deep into the play. And I know the Celtics don't do it as much as some places, but they still do it a little bit. But I mean, there's arenas. I think the net Brooklyn might be the worst offender of all of them that I've ever seen. They'll play like an entire song, and you're like, okay, what point are you going to turn this off?
Well,
they have a DJ.
Yeah, they used to have a DJ. I don't know if they still do. But, I mean,
remember that DJ? When we went to Brooklyn for that Celtic game, and there was a huge DJ spot, like with a spotlight on it, above the lower bowl.
I think they got rid of that because it took up like 800 potential seats.
Yeah.
It was like an entire section that was a DJ booth.
Yeah, I know.
They had a car at one end that took up all those
seats. That's right. And then I forgot about the car. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
They just instead of Carr sitting there.
Maybe you might want to try to sell those seats. Well, Tatum had 26 points, 11 rebounds. He stays hot heading close to the All-Star break. On top of that, Jaylen, 17 points. Hayward continues to be one of the best distributors on the team. He had 13 points, 10 rebounds as well. The Seas have now won 7 straight and 10 of their last 11. Here is Marcus Smart on his game-winning steal afterwards.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even want him to give him an attempt to, you know, to even get a shot up to give a chance to tie the game or come close to it. And just the way the game was going for us, you know, it would have been just our luck. They get a shot up and it goes in. So I seen an opportunity to make a play and I made it.
John, you're on top of all this. Is there any talk about him being Defensive Player of the Year?
No, not yet.
Okay.
No.
Because I saw a couple things on Twitter and I just like, that seems a little bit of a stretch. I mean, he obviously makes some big plays when you need him. But I don't know if there's been any kind of buzz. There's so many great players in the league defensively.
That guy Rudy Gobert in Utah is always
he's always up there. But I saw that like yesterday after that play. I think a lot of people got a little crazy, but I just didn't know.
All defensive team, yes. Player of the year, that's something different.
Yeah, Jaylen Brown, who's been dealing with ankle injuries over the past month, he rolled his right ankle again last night. Here is an update from Jaylen himself.
I guess talk to the medical staff and figure out what the best plan is. But I rolled my ankle 3-4 times in the last 2 weeks, so it's been tough. I taped it, double taped it, and it just, I don't know. So unfortunate, but we got 2 games left. We need 2 wins, so I'm gonna try to thug it out and see how it feels.
They are just a fun team to watch when everyone's healthy. I mean, you saw that, you heard that clip right there that we played, which was awesome. It was Marcus Smart steals the ball, swats it down court, and he Jason Tatum for 3, and then you've got just, I mean, between when Hayward's got the ball, you never know who's going to get it next. Kemba's been lights out. It's just a fun team to watch. I still think that they need something for, you know, to battle Giannis. But outside of that, this battle for second place is going to be a good one. And right now, I think that they even though they've won, how is this true? Because I saw this yesterday. Even though they've won 10 of 11, they've lost ground to the Raptors.
Raptors have won 14 in a row.
Okay, yeah, because
that's the reason they're
killing it right
now.
Correct. And that second seed is so important.
I agree.
So, I mean, we're going to see. And it looks like right now the doldrums, the dog days of January and February are, they're not there anymore.
Because I don't know.
They're playing as good as they've played right now.
The concentration has wavered a little. bit. They had a tough time putting Atlanta away a couple of games ago, and they were up 9 points with 140 to go yesterday, and all of a sudden Oklahoma City has the ball with 10 seconds left down 3. I mean, Marcus Smart saved the day, but yeah, I think, and Jaylen Brown kind of alluded to it, it's more health-wise with him. I think the goal is just to get to the All-Star break and get everyone away and get everyone rested.
Well,
because his team has been banged up. And Jaylen Brown didn't talk in like a guy who's going to be at full speed
right. If
he plays tomorrow night.
Yeah. So. Well, speaking of tomorrow night, the Celtics take on the Rockets in Houston. You can hear our own Johnny Wall game.
Correct.
That's right, you, John.
Yep.
Flying out tonight.
Yep.
Couldn't be prouder.
Fills in for Sean Grandy. Late tip, right?
9:30 Eastern time tomorrow night. Back end of a TV doubleheader, which is the reason for the obscenely late tip-off.
So we're going to see your head all over TV, right? Because in Houston, you get good seats.
I don't know where I am in Houston. I've never done a game there, so I don't know.
It's not like when you do it here and you're essentially
Detroit is Detroit is where you're like right. I'm sitting right behind the public address announcer, Mason. Remember that guy? They had me right behind him courtside in Detroit. I don't know where I am in Houston.
Did you see Gresh tweet out that photo of you doing the
Butler
game?
The Bryant game, yes.
I did see that. How dare I give you too much cred? Yeah. So you're sitting right there. It was like a real life wall again on TV.
Yeah, there it is. But
I thought that was great. What channel has had the Bryant game?
Community Access.
I was wondering. I was like, wow, they must have been playing somebody big accidentally.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, playing someone really huge.
They must have been losing badly. Yep. All right, Rich, what we get to?
All right, the Bruins. So frustrating what's going on in the NHL with these replays.
All right, we'll be right back.
95 The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, there was they hit the ice last night.
So the Bruins lost to one of the worst teams in hockey, but let's talk about how much this needs to go away.
And along it comes now for the hold by Krejci. Had to be turned aside by Bernier. And again, rolling off that Pastrnak. Slip one in front. Score! Right in front of the net to tip. was Marshawn, and it is a tie game.
Viewing the play, it's been determined the play was offside. We have no goal.
Okay.
I can't believe there's that many people there, because the Red Wings are on pace to be one of the most historically bad teams of all time.
So, I would think Bruins fans filled up the place a little bit.
It sounded like it. By the way, that clip I just played right there was 23 seconds long. You know how much it really took? How long it really took?
5 minutes. I saw this. Minutes. Over 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was like 6 minutes.
From when the goal was scored to when they called off the goal, it was 4 minutes and 47 seconds. That's how long it took for a goal to get overturned. There is no excuse for a review to take that long. The Bruins now have a league-high 6 goals revoked via video replay, 5 of them for offside review. What a kick in the nuts for fans, the game, anyone watching either at home or arena.
I think it's great.
It's like more of that they should have in there.
More of taking goals away. That's what I like.
I mean, if you can't make... I mean, I've said this about almost every sport where there's replay. If you can't make a definitive call within a minute...
It looked obvious.
It should stand.
It looked obvious. I mean, over and over, you saw Bergeron not getting off the ice. You saw him parked in the zone. He didn't have either skate off the ice. It was an obvious offside. I mean, they took the goal away. Fine. It sucks. You took the goal away. There was no reason for it to last that long.
And I don't know what they were looking at.
I
have no idea.
It must take like some extraordinary amount of time to get the video to who it needs to get.
The tablet wasn't running right.
I wonder if they have to run like a film projector up to whoever the hell makes the decision.
That's right. Put it up on the big screen
because it's ridiculous. But I mean, that was back just about the game. That was back to back day games.
It was less than 24 hours. They played two games.
I don't fault them for that.
But as I said, the Red Wings are awful. The Bruins shouldn't have lost to them. But whatever. The replay garbage. It has to stop. And here's Bruce Cassidy afterwards.
What was it? How long did we wait to decide?
Several minutes for sure.
How long? Someone must have taped it. So it takes that long to find out, you know. So to me, you know my feeling on that. Not a big fan of the procedure or the rule. But it came back, surprise, surprise, against us. And tonight we could have used it.
Well, on top of that, Jeremy Lauzon, he's been suspended for 2 games for an illegal check to the head on Arizona's Derek Stepan. I think that that's a situation where that seems a little egregious. He doesn't have a history, and he ended up getting a kicked out of the game.
I mean, that was, but he...
It was bad. Listen, it was bad. No one's defending it. Yeah. But is that essentially 3 games, though?
It's a headshot, and that's automatic. If you get a match penalty, you're going to get suspended. It's just a matter for how long, and it was a headshot. So you have to suspend him.
That was a bad hit, but then there was one later in that game against the Bruins that was a bad hit that wasn't called at all. Not the Bruins did it.
I understand.
Yeah, and I don't remember particularly.
What happened?
Oh, okay, let's see here. Someone has what do they call it there? The dark arts?
The dark arts.
Dennis, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. About 15 minutes later in the broadcast, they kind of chuckled and they said, oh, we got some information from the booth why it took so long. Apparently NBC couldn't send the refs the right angle so that they could see where the puck was and that Bergeron was offsides, even though it was clear as day on TV. It's still no excuse. It sucks for the game. It ruins hockey, but that's why it took 4 minutes and 20 whatever seconds you said.
They couldn't turn on their own TV? Like, the game was on TV. The angle was on TV, as you said. Like, people watching it on TV could see the angle.
In fairness, it was on a very small network. So, I mean... You expect one of the major networks to have an issue?
Unbelievable. Well, next up, the Habs come
to town. I wonder if they all just, like, take naps when hockey's on. Because, like, they know that not many people are watching it.
It's an afternoon game, Phil. It's Sunday. I'm tired. I had a big meal.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like, when in the movies, when the security guard's got his feet up on the desk and he's taking a nap. Yeah, I wonder if they go, you know, not that many people watch hockey. I'm just going to take it easy here.
Well, the Habs come to town on Wednesday, which means Sullivan's Tap allegedly won't let you in if you have a Canadian ID. That's at least what the stories have been.
I think that was a playoff thing. But
That was funny, even though I'm not sure if that's true or not. So,
Puck, I think it is.
Well, I mean, there was more than enough people who told us, you know, when they were in the playoffs and they were playing them that... oh, sorry, we can't let you in. Well, Puck Drop is at 7:30, of course, right here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. So enjoy that. That should be a good one.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, a lot of action. But last night, Rich, something that I forgot was on television.
Really?
And I think I went to bed before it started. Because, again, the weekends are spent... Life is easier during the week than it is on the weekend.
You were in bed before 8 o'clock last night?
Yep.
Oh, God bless you.
And I'm exhausted.
Oh, you suck. I can't believe you.
I watched the whole thing last night.
Oh, man.
I did.
And my son was like, you're going to bed? And I'm like, yeah, because of you. Because I'm driving everywhere.
You can't relax. Kid, back off.
I had Chinese food, and then I had that China food. But I had Chinese food, and then my body just said, go to sleep. And then I woke up this morning, and I said, why am I not rested at all? This is odd. But the Oscars were on last night.
Oh, and it there's a reason I stayed up for the whole thing.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.